The wedding bells were ringing on a moonlit winter night. The church was decorated, all within was gay and bright. A woman with her baby came and saw the lights aglow. She thought of how those same bells chimed for her 3 years ago. While the wedding bells were ringing, while the bride and groom were there, marching up the aisle together, while the organ filled an air, telling tales of fond affection, vowing never more to part. Just another fatal wedding, just another broken heart. I'd like to be admitted, sir, she asked the sexton old, just for the sake of baby, to protect him from the cold. He told her that the wedding there was for the rich and grand, and with the eager watching crowd outside she'd have to stand. She begged the sexton once again to let her pass inside. For baby's sake you may step in, the gray-haired man replied. If anyone knows reason why this couple should not wed, speak now or hold your peace forever, soon the preacher said. I must object, the woman said in voice so sweet and mild. The bridegroom is my husband, sir, and this our little child. What proof have you? The preacher asked. My infant, she replied. Then held the babe and knelt to pray, for the little one had died. The parents of the bride then took the offcast by the arm. We'll care for you through life, they said, you have saved our child from harm. Then parents, bride, and offcast, they quickly rode away. The father died by his own hand before the break of day. No wedding feast was spread that night, two graves were made next day. In one the little baby, in the other the father lay. The story has been often told round firesides warm and bright. All bride and groom and offcast and the fatal wedding night.